I'm Marty Moscoen. Welcome to Radio Times. Friday's stock market sell-off continued this Monday when the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell almost 1,200 points. On Tuesday, the wild gyrations continued throughout the day, finally ending up 567 points. While those numbers are big, the percentages tell a different story. Nonetheless, we need to understand what this volatility is all about. And we asked Mark Zandi to join us. He's chief economist at Moody's Analytics, where he directs economic research. Mark, nice to have you back with us on Radio Times.
Thanks, Marty.
Are we talking about a correction here?
Yeah, it's a correction. Definition of a correction is a 10% decline in stock prices from the peak. And before yesterday's rally, it was down about 10%. So this feels like, at least so far, a typical garden variety correction.
Correcting what?
Correcting froth in the market. I mean, even with this 10% decline, Mark, the stock prices are just back to where they were at the start of the year. So stock prices have been rocketing higher for quite some time, and this is just a bit of a pullback, something very typical, not uncommon, at least so far. You know, this is nothing to be too worried about.
When economists say froth, does that mean stock prices are or were inflated?
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of debate around that, right? I mean, like anything, you know, value is in the eye of the beholder. But I would say the market felt overvalued. It still does, even with this correction. And when I say that, generally, you think about the value of a stock in the context of the profits, earnings of companies, and interest rates. Those are the two key components of determining the value of a stock. And looking at those things, it did feel like stock prices, still does feel like stock prices are what you might call stretched, overvalued, a bit frothy.
I want to pick up on that. But let me ask you about something I was reading in preparation for our interview, that a lot of the trading had to do with machines or algorithms. Is that correct? And what does that tell us? What does that mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, in the good old days, you go back, you know, a few decades ago, when trading was going on, it was between individuals, you know, buyer or seller, individual. You know, there's still buying and selling by individuals, but there's also buying and selling by a computer. The investors have programmed computers to trade based on algorithms, based on formulas, based on you know, regularities that they've seen in stock price trading historically. So, yeah, a lot of the trading now is done by machines, by computers, and that does create the potential for much more volatility in stock prices, bigger ups, bigger downs in stock prices, and stock prices can move, you know, very quickly in a very short period of time. And of course, we have seen that over the past few days.
And is that just because a computer can react so quickly, can sell and buy and sell and buy so quickly?
Instantaneously, right? I mean, immediately. So if, you know, something in the algorithm in the program says sell or buy, that's what happens quickly. And you got a lot of machines doing this all over the planet. So, and by the way, this does mean that markets move all over the world closely together. So if the U.S. stock market heads south, then it takes everyone with it. So, you know, this computer trading, you know, there's benefits to it, but one of the potential costs, at least intuitively, is it creates this potential for big swings in stock prices in very short periods of time.
So robots are controlling our economy, our financial system?
They're controlling much of everything, right? So yeah, no reason to suspect it would be any different in the stock market or the rest of the financial system.
Mark, let me ask you, broadly speaking, what you made of the coverage. There was a kind of the sky is falling coverage from some corners on what the stock market was doing in the last couple of days. People that had stocks were, frankly, scared.
Yeah, I mean, it's not atypical, right? That always happens. But I do think, you know, if you're in the stock market, if you're invested in stocks, you have to have a longer-term horizon. That means you can't be invested for tomorrow or right. Next week or next month or even next year. You have to be in this for the long haul, because stocks go up and down and all around, and you just have to look through it. In fact, probably, you know, for most of us, unless you're actually in the business of, you know, trading stocks, you probably even shouldn't be looking, you know, certainly not getting worried about, you know, up or down. And again, you got to put this into context, right? I mean, stock prices are down for sure from where they were, you know, 10 days ago, but they're about where they were at the start of the year, and they're still up 20% or so from where they were a year ago. And just think about it, over the last 8-9 years, stock prices have been basically been heading straight north since the financial crisis back almost 9 years ago.
Let me just quickly reintroduce you. That's Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. We asked him to join us in this first segment of Radio Times today to talk about what the stock market has been doing and what it all means. You can call us at 1-888-477-9499. You can send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org. You can also tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. This did, Mark, coincide with the new Fed chair taking over, Jerome Powell. Do you think there was some coincidence there, or was the stock market, in a sense, worried about what Powell might do compared to Janet Yellen?
Yeah, how would you like that for your first day on the job?
Exactly. Ouch.
Bummer, you know? Wow, really? Can I have a, you know, a little bit of a honeymoon here? No relationship. I mean, the relationship here between what the Fed and the market, though, is that this economy is getting very hot. I mean, unemployment is low, which is a great thing. But, you know, if it gets too low, the problem is that you start to get inflationary pressures, fears of inflation, and that means higher interest rates. And higher interest rates, we can talk about this if you want, but higher interest rates are not good for stocks. Also, interest rates are headed higher because of those deficit finance tax cuts, right? I mean, the government is going to go out and borrow a lot of money, issue a lot of bonds to pay for the tax cuts for businesses and individuals. It's a lot of money, and so all that increased borrowing is driving up interest rates, and that's not good for stocks. So there is a link between the Fed and the markets, and, you know, most fundamentally, but it's not because Jerome Powell became chair of the Fed. You know, he'll do just fine. He'll be a great Fed chair.
But do you think people just got used to having a essentially free money for the last almost decade?
Yeah, certainly they've gotten investors have really enjoyed the low interest rates, and, you know, the Fed has been very aggressive in trying to help the economy out, stimulate the economy. I mean, it's hard to remember, but, you know, 9 years ago we went through a pretty debilitating downturn. It was scary, actually.
It was,
you know,
scary.
Yeah, it was scary. You know, people are forgetting that, but that was pretty scary. So the Fed had to respond to that. And it kept interest rates very low for a long period of time. And that, again, that low interest rates are good for stocks. But now that the economy is strong, and it has been strong for quite some time, unemployment's been declining steadily for quite some time. And now we're at a point where the Federal Reserve has to take away, you know, those very low interest rates. And to a significant degree, the stock market is just adjusting to that reality.
But it does raise questions about whether the stock market is a reflection of our overall economy. If more people are employed and if wages are going up, broadly speaking, that's good for people. But the stock market doesn't seem to like that.
Yeah, well, you know, the stock market has its own dynamics. You know, what's that old quip? I think it was Paul Samuelson, a well-known economist, said something like the stock market has predicted, you know, 10 of the last 5 recessions, you know. So there is information in the stock market, particularly if it's declining. I mean, it always declines before recessions when we're going into the soup, but it also declines for reasons that are completely independent of the economy, or at least how the economy is doing at that point in time. And this recent correction is, you know, an example of that. But it is important to recognize that, you know, investors in stocks are looking into the future. So, you know, the economy today might be great, but if they're thinking, 6, 12, 18, 24 months from now, it's not going to be so great because of what's going on, then they could sell stocks. So, you know, you could look at the unemployment rate, great today, but the stock investors are saying, well, it's not going to be so great a year from now.
But interestingly, the tax bill in many ways rewarded Wall Street. There have been some pretty serious cuts in regulations since President Trump has been president. I'm assuming that people with stocks and people that work on Wall Street are crowing because of all these good things that have happened.
Yeah, and they benefited, right? I mean, one of the reasons why stock prices are up 20% from a year ago, a big reason why is those tax cuts. I mean, you just do a little bit of arithmetic, the tax cuts, probably half that 20% increase is due to the lower tax rates on corporations just by themselves. It's just that the stock market took that and ran with it, and, you know, it is, you know, affected by sentiment and 10 days ago, the euphoria was running pretty thick. So I think investors just got ahead of themselves and, loved the lower tax rates, but took it even beyond that. And that this correction is taking that away, taking that, as I said, froth away.
Is there any connection between the volatility on the stock market and the partisan fighting in Congress, or even the president yesterday essentially threatening a government shutdown? Does that resonate or penetrate Wall Street at all?
Well, that's a tougher set of dots to connect. You know, the president's been doing this stuff for over a year, and, you know, why now would the stock market react? It could be, you know, here's the metaphor. Take a grain of pile of sand, and, you know, every time the president tweets, it's another grain of sand on the pile, right. And nothing happens. You don't know, but, you know, one more tweet, one more threat of a government shutdown, that's another grain of sand on the pile in the pile cave. So that could be what's going on here. But, you know, my sense is the market is just, pulling back from a very strong run up, and also just getting used to the idea that, you know, look, the interest rates are going to be higher here, and the long period of very low interest rates, easy money, is over.
How about debt? Is that a worry?
Yeah, I think so. That's added to the interest rates, as I pointed out. I mean, these tax cuts they're deficit finance, meaning they're not paid for, meaning we're borrowing money as a nation to pay for them. We're going out, the Treasury, U.S. Treasury is issuing bonds to global investors and using that money to cut a check to businesses and individuals. And that just adds to the nation's, of course, deficits and debt. And just to give you a sense of the numbers, last year, the U.S. Treasury issued roughly $500 billion worth of bonds. This year, they're going to issue over $1 trillion worth of bonds. That's a big increase.
Awesome.
That means you got to go find buyers for those bonds, and to get them to buy, you got to give them a higher interest rate, right? And so that's part of what's going on here, too.
Mark, we're almost out of time. We got an email from Donald. Could you ask if the market is reacting to Ms. Yellen's comment on the NewsHour last Friday that the market is overvalued?
There's been a lot of people worried about the market, including me, Marty. You might have picked up the piece I wrote in the Sunday Inquirer,
yep.
A couple Sundays ago, saying roughly the same thing. So there's been a bunch of voices out there saying, you know, things are getting a little ahead of themselves. And when you have a voice, a strong voice like Chair Yellen, that carries some weight. So, yeah, I mean, I think people are thinking this market has gotten ahead of itself, and they'll take advantage of it until they see the market starting to crack a little bit, and then they bail. And then that's when you get a day like the one we got where prices were down 1,200 points.
Mark Zandi, thank you for joining us today on Radio Times.
Thank you, Marty.
You're welcome. And he's chief economist at Moody's Analytics. We're taking a very short break, and then we'll be talking about the Korean Peninsula. We have a guest waiting in the wings. Stay with us. We'll be right back.